Chrissy went up to Aunt Margaret for to get the loan of her day. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, you got to do it quick. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, be sure and don't you stop. For you got plenty of bait today, you got to bait your pots. And Chrissy went off to Aunt Margaret and he brought the dick down home. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, he got a lovely comb. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, he got the cutest head. Go in the house, young Christopher, bring out a slice of bread. Oh, his hens and ducks, they were all in and feeding for the night. And Chrissy woke in the morning, oh, he dick, he wasn't in sight. And Christopher jumping out of bed, he jumped on Mary Ann's toe. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, I thought I heard him crow. Oh, Chrissy jumped out of his breeches and he stumbled through the door. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, the dick is gone for sure. Put on your clothes, said Mary Ann, and look for him you'll get. For you gets nothing to eat today until you brings him in. Oh, Chrissy went up to Aunt Margaret, and the dick he was not there. He got so weak and frightened and he fell down in the chair. He started off for Haycove, then not feeling quite so stout. He fell down in a mud hole and got mud up in his mouth. Now he started off for Haycove to dig all for the find. And when he got about halfway down, he hear him call behind. And turning around, and there he was, not feeling quite so warm. He chuckled him and cockled him and got him under his arm. Oh, said Mary Ann to Christopher, I'm glad he did come back. For if we'd lose Aunt Margaret's dick, we'd have to pay away. I'm going to set a hen myself and rear some little chicks, where I won't have to bother Aunt Margaret for her dick.
Ah, boy, that's good.
Good man. Boy, that's a good one.